Today I'm talking about, actually we presented last year in a late breaker session on H1N1 lessons learned, and this project that I'm speaking of today was a direct result of being out in the field in local health departments in North Carolina with the North Carolina Preparedness and Emergency Response Center. And we wrote AARs out there, and we really found that there needed to be a tool to gather real-time data. And we actually got that request from health directors and practitioners in local health departments, and you'll see why. But basically, we realized there needs to be a way to collect data in real time. This isn't an exercise. We didn't know ahead of time what was happening. People get busy and they hit the ground running, and a lot of time data isn't even there when you go to do research or QI or whatever. So this is just, we're going to talk about basically the whole thing, reduces recall bias, and then explaining the importance of collecting real-time response data. Obviously, it's obvious it's important to get real-time data, but I'm also going to maybe talk about in relation to what would you collect if you were in an exercise, and maybe you hadn't thought through, maybe if I do it, think about it that way, there might be things that I would collect that I would not otherwise have thought of for a real event. So we'll talk about that a little bit. And then just to give the way I'm going to do this is just give you a little quick history about the challenges that we saw when we went to the local health departments in North Carolina. This was late summer into early fall of last year, and the challenges of not having the data and so forth, and then the solution, which was my mini project. This is actually a mini project for my PhD work, so finally done, thank God. But anyway. Mostly this year was just putting together the data that we need to collect, very short tool, and then now we're getting into the format that we need to use for the data, so I'll talk about that. So basically, what happened is we went out to 9 health departments. We had more requests, but we really didn't have time to do that in North Carolina, and I gathered information to write an after-action report. And does everybody know what an after-action report is in here? Everybody's shaking their head, yes. Okay, great, because I'm trying not to use the HCEP and all that, Homeland Security Exercise and Evaluation Program. Anyway, there's a certain way you're supposed to write after-action reports. And because I had done this for years with Homeland Security and in local and state public health, we decided to do this for health departments. But they had to also let us use their data for research. So it was a ton of data at every health department that we gathered. Great lesson learned. Always do research that you can get something practical for researchers and practical for health departments. It's a win-win, right, for researchers and for the leadership. So, but we learned that when we got out to collect the data to do the research and to do the AARs, it wasn't very consistent in its format. Nobody was collecting consistent types of data elements. And then secondly, it wasn't in a central location. There were a lot of issues with these two, and I'll go into a little more detail with that. The first challenge, it wasn't in a consistent format. Either the method was not consistent, some people had it on paper, some people had it electronically, and the data elements themselves, the content was not very consistent in what people were collecting during a real event. So let's look at what happens. We're pretty consistent, right, when we have an exercise. So what's the difference in an exercise? Well, in an exercise, if you do a public health exercise, you have objectives you set. Now, how many of us know objectives ahead of time for a real event, right? So you can't preset. I mean, if you're really, really good, you could say, okay, well, I know it's a pan flu type thing, so we have certain things we want to accomplish in a pan flu. You can do a little bit of that, but it's very difficult to have objectives up front. This is yet another project I'm looking at for next year. But the second thing is a timeline of events. When you create an exercise for public health or anything, you get a timeline of events so you know exactly what's going to happen when. Well, we're not God. We don't know what's going to happen. In H1, we didn't know. For H1N1, we don't have a timeline of events, right, to wait and check off as we go. And in an exercise, you have people who are looking at target capabilities, which, by the way, everybody know what target capabilities are, the TCLs, I see yeses, oh, this is great, okay. So you have these target capabilities, and your objectives are related to your target capabilities. So did we meet our targets, right? So then you have somebody standing there checking off, yes, they did this, yes, they did that, you know, and evaluating it. You don't have that in event, right? So nothing is really set in stone, and it's not this nice formatted data collection like it is in an exercise. So you're supposed to write this after action report from HCEP, which is based on a totally different model than a real exercise, right? So that was the first challenge, is you have all this formatting issue that you don't have in an exercise. So the result of that challenge, or really the problem, is you don't get consistent, reliable data for your AAR, you don't get consistent, reliable data for your researchers, and you don't get consistent, reliable data for your quality improvement efforts for your leadership at your health department. The second challenge we found in the field is really, whether it's in an event or an exercise, people kind of work in silos. There was no real central location, usually, where people were putting down in real time, this is what I'm doing. We had health departments, and this was not unusual, that would bring, I had one health department that had stacked that high of documentation about what they had done that they brought in from about five different people's offices, and for me to write the AAR on. So surely, if I didn't have time and I'm supposed to be writing these AARs, I know people, you know, don't have time to look all this data and pull it together. So how can we get a central location, something easy where people can put, okay, I did this, click, you know, I did this. So people work in silos, and they have their own little silos of data and information, and pulling it together is a mammoth task sometimes. So, and what happens is we would be at hot washes and we would be around the table with all the responders, and we'd say, okay, who contacted your daycares? And this person would say, oh, yeah, I did that on such and such date. And somebody goes, oh, my goodness, you did? I did, too. And they're like, oh, no, did you write the same thing I did? So people are duplicating each other, and then there were assumptions that someone had done something that they had not done. So it's a problem. And then it results, when you don't have a centralized place, it results in a lot of face-to-face meetings as well. Oh boy, we better get together because we don't know what people are doing, and then you don't even bring up what everybody's doing anyway. So why not just have a central location so you don't have all the meetings? You need the right data, the right format, at the right time. Sounds pretty common sense, but you would think we were already doing that, and I'll talk about ways that it's kind of done, but it's really not being done efficiently. Or wasn't. The solution, what we came up with out in the field and what was really kind of requested, is can you put together some type of a tool? That would be really great, you know, where we can go, something simple, checklist, where we could say, okay, the daycare thing, I contacted the daycares on this particular date. Something high level, just really high level things, so that if it's on something like WebEOC is a portal that all of your responders can look at, it's not client data for, say, outbreak information for like a line listing. So it's very high level. And then the tool needed to be in a format such as Word or Excel. I really didn't even want to use Access. I wanted something, having been a CD nurse, I'm working at the health department. You don't want to get too techy on your software. So it needed to be that way. You need the data to be visible, all of the possible activities they could enter. You need to be able to see what they are instead of going through a long list and then getting to where you need to be. People don't have time for that. And then responders should be able to access it in real time. So if I'm a health director and I want to see who's done what today so that I can tell the media or whatever, I should be able to go there and pull it up quickly in real time as well. And then, of course, afterwards, something we're working on is reports for researchers and for quality improvement reports as well, which I didn't put here. But so, what data do you want to capture? Basically, high level, who did what, when they did it, how was it accomplished? And this last piece is really, really important that people don't think about. But when you go out and try to do an AAR for a real event and you realize you really don't know what happened because nobody at the local level put down what happened, and people are like, well, I think the media called that day, but people don't really know, you need to put what action, why you took an action. In other words, what's your timeline? Timeline data. What happened? So the basically a very simple tool was the goal, and the data elements are very activity-based. There's a response, a mitigation piece, and then the recovery piece. They mirror each other. And then allowing for, you know, multiple entries, you do certain things over and over repetitively, media events, meetings, and so forth. You want to capture, you know, who completed the, who entered the data, and then who actually did the activity, and so forth. This is the same slide twice. Response activity data elements for the tool are the same as the recovery activity data elements, which are, and I'll go ahead and show, let me just go ahead and show you the tool here. The format of the tool is based after, and this is the layout only, but I want to give credit. This is actually the first six team. This is a preparedness team in North Carolina. And what we are going to use is a macros, Excel macros, and it actually works very nice. Their tool, as you can see, is much more robust. Here's mine that I kind of used their idea. And it's basically an Excel spreadsheet. So if you look down on the tabs here, you could just click on each tab to see where you want to go on the tool. So you don't have to scroll through, because I thought about surveys, online surveys, because boy, it'd be nice for us researchers, you know, to have SurveyMonkey and then it pull all the data for you. But it's not nice for the front end users. So they can go to the menu here, and on the left hand side there's response activities, and they mirror exactly your recovery activities. And then if you click on the tab, and if you'll notice, the very last tab is the record of events. What we're hoping is that when somebody puts in an activity, that every time they start to go out of the system, it will prompt them, was there something making you do this activity? What prompted you to this activity? So here is just a screenshot of one of the tabs. So I just tabbed over to the NIMS response activities, and very, very simple stuff. And as you can see, it's really quick check and go. Date and time, activity, here, the department, I mean the operations center. Now that's going to be something you only do once or twice. So, but some of these things, like your plans were activated, you're going to have different plans activated at different times. And there's also in the recovery a deactivation. Most of these, you don't need all these occurrences on NIMS. But on your EPI stuff, you're really going to have multiple occurrences. You're only going to activate your response team once. But if you look down, some of the things we really found were important data elements, such as response guidelines and protocols were distributed. And this goes on and on, by the way. This is just a screenshot. But hospitals and then the date and time, you may do that over and over and over again. I do have, I was going to make a copy of this, because originally when we wrote this back in February, you know how it goes with APHA, you send them in early, it was going to be a Word document. So kind of hard to make copies of all the spreadsheets. So I will have my contact information, because there's quite a bit of other data, that particularly for EPI, that you would want to collect. The other nice thing about this format is if somebody wants to add more specific detail, they can add to this, they can change it, whatever they want to do. It's very user-friendly because it's in Excel, and most people know Excel. So the bottom line is, how can we help responders, public health leaders, and researchers to gain good data? It seems so common sense, but in reality, we really weren't there yet a year ago, and we still are not there yet. One thing that people do use is, I don't know how many of you are familiar with WebEOC or EM systems, but people go online and use these portals, and sometimes they'll write long prose about what they're doing. But what we found in the field, the one health department that did that, nobody was going to look at it, because it was just long lists of every activity everybody was doing, and nobody wanted to read all that. So this will really be helpful next time we have an event, if we have this data in front of us and if we can longitudinally look at it. Here's my contact information. And if you want a copy of the tool, we're now working on this year formatting it in the Excel spreadsheet in macros, so that it will also spit out reports. So in a few months, we hope to have a report generating tool as well. Right now, it's just the data elements in the Excel spreadsheets. Any questions? Time for dinner.
Thank you all. Thank you to the panelists.